number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Appreciate Jeff Jarrett for joining us. And now we shift to the hardwood. Talk a little basketball because this is really cool. The Harlem Globetrotters are going to be in town January 31st at 2 and 7 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. But they are celebrating their 100th anniversary of doing all the fun stuff that you have seen over the years. And we're excited to have Moose in studio with us. Moose Weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
Proud alum of the Middle Tennessee State University. Is that right?
Yeah.
That is right. Well, we love that because obviously we talk a lot of Blue Raiders here on the show. But thanks so much for doing this. I know you got to be excited to come to Nashville.
Oh, always. You know, I went to college out here, and it's good to see how the city's changing and growing. And, you know, every time we come to Bridgestone, it's always a party. So it's just going to be a bigger party this year.
Yeah, with 100 years of the Globetrotters, I mean, just a well-known brand. You have been with them 16, is that correct?
16 amazing years in 64 countries and counting.
That is awesome. What's your favorite part of being part of the Globetrotters?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the stuff that I've been out here doing as we're promoting our upcoming game. I was able to visit the Children's Hospital yesterday. I visited the Boys and Girls Club today. And being able to, you know, use your, I don't like to say star status or whatever.
Yeah,
but
you can
say it. kids, you know, they look up to us. And when you are a role model, being able to impact the youth in a positive way to help them to dream big and chase their dreams, I think that's a special thing. So
did you ever think at playing, you know, playing high school ball or playing at middle or whatever, that the Globetrotters would be where you would end up going?
You know, I never had that dream. I was always wanting to play basketball professionally and see the world, and you know, I was able to achieve my dream, but in a way that I could never imagine, because there's no other professional sports job that allows you to travel and play in so many different areas, meeting so many different people, so many cultures, and then being able to immerse yourself within the crowd and connect with your fans on such a level. So that's the special thing about being a Globetrotter, and that's also a thing that I love about being a Globetrotter.
Moose is with us from the Harlem Globetrotters. I have the honor, though, Moose, of asking you the stupidest question you've ever been asked. Do you know how to spin the basketball?
I didn't think that was going to make it to the air.
Oh, that's okay. I'm pretty dumb. You're like, yeah, it's kind of what we do. I can't tell you. When we saw you out of the car, the excitement that Chase and I had when we looked out there and saw the uniform. I mean, it's just, we got so excited. But you get to see that around the world. How cool is that?
Well, you know, sometimes you get different reactions. Sometimes people are excited to see you. Sometimes people are scared because, you know, they might be busy and, you know, doing what they're doing. Just like when I was in North Korea, this lady had a whole big stack of papers and she was just had her head down. She turned around the corner and here was this 6'8" black man with a huge set of hair and a bright red Harlem Globetrotter jumpsuit. She jumps, screams, throws all the papers in the air. And then when they fell on the floor, she kind of scooted back, and I tried to reach down and help her to pick them up.
Oh, my goodness. So. By the way, the confetti trick with, I think it's water, and you throw them, that thing is timeless, right? I mean, that thing's been funny for 50 years, 100 years.
100 years, that's right. Yeah. That's our water ream, you know? You never know exactly when that water is going to come.
Right?
You know, we try to switch it up some to you know, continue to keep the fans that have been to a Globetrotter game.
Sure.
You know, just keep them on their toes.
Are there things, shots that you guys make, you're like, damn, like, I didn't think you were going to make that and they made that? I mean, I that's got to be every night, right?
Well, I expect to make every shot I shoot.
Well, sure, of course you're
sure. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you might think, oh, I put a little too much on it. Well, I shoot my trick shot before the game. I don't even look at the goal. So, and I'm shooting off the back of my offhand, left hand. So sometimes I can't hear the sound it makes when it's – so the sound is what kind of tells me which way to go.
Right.
And if I can't hear it, and then – I hear the crowd. I'm like, oh. But my teammates, they pranked me because they know I'm blind. So, you know, I shoot it. I missed it. I think I might have airballed it. And everybody came in there celebrating. And then they doing my whole, they let me do my whole victory dance celebration. And then I'm looking at my coach. He's like, nah.
I didn't go in. Oh, that's great, man.
These guys mess with you. So on January 31st, who will the Globetrotters play? Is it?
You know, it's going to be our longtime
the Washington
rival
Generals?
And nemesis, the Washington Generals.
Let's go. Let's go. And you are undefeated against them, I would assume?
Listen, I am undefeated as a Globetrotter.
Very nice.
I don't even remember the last time I lost in rock, paper, scissors.
That is even better. So, again, you can go to harlemglobetrotters.com to get tickets to either of those events. Do you feel in these 16 years that you've had to, like, reinvent yourself as you go along? Or evolve, maybe, is the best way to put it?
Well, it's kind of the a part of our identity, you know. As Globetrotters, we have been innovators of the game of basketball. And, you know, to be able to stay thriving in 100 years, we've always got to challenge ourselves to come up with new ideas, new tricks, new shots. You know, we might have traditional reams, or well, those are our skits and things that we do while we're playing that the fans have loved. But, you know, some people say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, you know, we also like to try to one-up ourselves.
Sure, so. And do new things.
Yeah.
Is it kind of fun when you see, like, in the NBA, you see some guys trying to emulate what you guys are doing?
Man, you never know when you're going to just – turn on SportsCenter and hear Sweet Georgia Brown playing. Sometimes it's for when somebody's doing something good. Sometimes it's when they're
doing something bad.
Yeah. But, you know, we've impacted the game in such a way, and we have, you know, cool relationships with some of the NBA players and teams and stuff. So, you know, we see Steph Curry always shooting this trick shot from the tunnel, and then, you know, we come and play there, and we've got some of our teammates that some, well, you know, Steph did it, so I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then, you know, somebody shoots that shot walking off the court and goes in. Oh, everybody's going crazy. So I love it. I love it.
Do you guys have a training camp?
Oh, actually, we have training camp December 1st. Everybody's coming into Atlanta on December 1st, and then we got training camp.
How long does that last?
It's very short this go round because, as you know, we're celebrating our 100th year.
That's right.
And, we've got a big party going on up at MSG. So, we're getting ready and getting everybody prepared, not only for that game, but to go out and thrill the fans.
Oh, that's Christmas just so Day. Cool. Well, we're talking to Moose for the Harlem Globetrotters. Let me ask you this. Do you wear that in the airport?
Absolutely not.
No?
No way.
I would wear that everywhere. I'm telling you, we got giddy when we saw you get out of the car. Because the iconic colors, man.
And, you know, I love it. I'm sorry that y'all at home, I don't think you can see how good I look right now. But let me tell you, boy, I'm color coordinated. Right. I match my basketball, my wristbands, headbands, and shoes.
It looks great.
Thank you. But, you know, I don't want to draw that much attention when I'm traveling through the airport, because you got to think sometimes we might have to catch a flight early in the morning and just played. It could have been a doubleheader day the day before.
Right.
Got to get up early to go to the airport just because we have so much equipment, because we're a traveling show. We got everything with us, and we're traveling to each city, each country with all our stuff. And so, you know, it's 5 in the morning. We're in the airport. Some people are just standing there asleep on their feet.
Right. Yeah, I've been there.
You know, some people might have had a little too much fun the night before.
Well, that's always.
But when the smoke clears, we got to come out and thrill the fans. So trying to keep a low profile is hard for me to do.
You're a better man than I, because I'd be decked out nonstop wearing that.
Spinning the ball the
right.
whole time.
What do you – Middle Tennessee State, you played basketball there. What's your favorite memory of MTSU?
I would say – well, I've got two.
Okay.
One was it was a fast break, and I didn't want to give the ball up, because I was like, man, if you don't throw this ball up, we're going to have a problem. And Fats Collier was the guard that was I was on the break with. And he I waited. I passed it to him. And it was just so perfect. Everything moved in slow motion. And he threw the lob. And I caught it with two hands, brought it back with one. And the guy, he was realizing that he had made a mistake in the air. And then it was like I felt his face touch my chest. And I dunked it so hard, my hand hurt like crazy, but I was screaming. The crowd went crazy. And then I saw it on the front page the next day.
Oh, yes.
And then the other one, we had like Operation Full House. So we packed out the Murphy Center with like almost 12,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And we were playing Western Kentucky, and I broke the school record for the most block shots. And they only recorded me at 8, but I had 11 blocks. If you go back and check the tape, it's there.
We're going to go back and check it. They should have given you 11.
Hey.
That's ridiculous back then.
What was it like playing for Coach Kermit Davis? Because he's one of our favorites.
You know, Coach Davis, you know, he is a tough coach, a very tough coach. But when it comes to his preparation and how prepared you are to get on that court, it's always effective. But we battled in practice. It was tough.
He didn't mess around. I know that much.
What was it like watching your Blue Raiders knock off Michigan State years later? That had to be fun.
Oh, that was a beautiful thing. You know, we beat each other up so much during the season that, you know, practice was so much harder than the games.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And if we just didn't practice one day, maybe I would have felt like, you know, Superman. But, boy, oh, boy. I think seeing us in the tournament was like, man, how much has changed over there?
Right.
Because everybody, I'm seeing guys wearing Jordans and this and that. Everybody's got different shoes. Like, the things that y'all are looking at is different from what I'm looking at.
Sure.
Like, we all had to wear Reeboks. These shoes were so heavy, and it was uncomfortable. And just like, oh, man, y'all can play for Coach Davis and Kermit. Kermit let y'all wear J's? You let y'all wear Jordans? Oh, man, y'all got some flavor going on over
nice.
Here. But I think he evolved as a coach, and, you know, he's just a great coach, I think, you know.
He's a good man.
That is awesome. Moose Weeks is with us again. You can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. For tickets, January 31st, Bridgestone Arena, the 100th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters. Moose, thanks so much for doing this. It's a lot of fun to hang out with you.
Well, thank you for having me. And I just want to reiterate, this is an anniversary, but it is a party. I came to party. This is a party suit that you have right
good.
Here before you. Okay? So my teammates, we're going to be pumped. We've got a lot of surprises for everybody being our 100th year celebration.
Yeah.
So I hope to see everybody there.
Oh, it is going to be awesome. Thanks, man. Good to see you.
Thank you, Pam.
Well, and more coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.